As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
You betcha the sun is rising over Missouri, folks, and it's time once again for a show-me showdown. We got breakfast on the table all across America, coffee brewing on the stove, and there's a revolution in the air. Be a part of it, won't you? And welcome to our Thursday, August the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. My name is William Roberts, of course. Always good news, at least lots of that. Hard facts, certainly workable solutions, when we can find them and where you can find them. But if you can't remember the last time you experienced the pursuit of happiness, you're most certainly not alone. But you're definitely in the right place at the right time to become vocal local. This is the home of philosophical radicalism, where freedom is popular and remains the best hope for America. Interactive Talk Radio is the name of the game. Be a part of today's broadcast. You can log on and bookmark becomevocallocal.com to engage in our chat room discussion, or you can pick up the phone call throughout the broadcast for those with unlimited long-distance access or in the Austin, Texas area. You may call in at area code 512-904-8014 and join me live on air from around America and around the world. You can call in toll-free at 866-841-1065. Of course, your calls are welcome. You may also send your ideas for guests, show topics, and news. A lot of nice emails overnight. You can send them to me via email at bvlhost@centurytel.net. bvlhost@centurytel.net. And for those without internet access, listening via any of our affiliate stations and micro broadcasters, you too can be a part of it. Simply send your letters to me at William Roberts, P.O. Box 96, out of Exeter, Mo, the big Mo to me, 65647. Again, that's P.O. Box 96, Exeter, Missouri, 65647. A big shout-out to Liberty Radio out of Owensville, Missouri, RealLibertyMedia.com, Channel 16, and TalkStreamLive.com, all carrying the broadcast this morning. And thank you so very much for doing so. Our call-in number, our listener call-in number remains 866-841-1065. Drag out that Sharpie, write it on your monitor so that you have it in front of you at all times. Your calls are certainly welcome. Precious metals slapped as the CME raises margin requirements. Stocks, buybacks. Yeah, we'll talk about that in the market reports. China censors and bans U.S. academians. Oh, that's a good sign. Debt panelists named. New normal is decay. Yeah, we'll talk about all that, too. The new world of Henry St. Simon, ethics, organic and critical social sciences. All that will be in our second hour of today's broadcast. Of course, we'll take your calls and much, much more. Let's go to our market report for this morning. Active trading out of New York City as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Wow, big reversal. Kind of expected it. Down, gold down this morning. Off $25.80 at $1,769.60, $1,769.60 for an opening number. Silver off 38 cents at $38.91. Platinum up 15 bucks at $1,778. And palladium flat in early trading at $727 a troy ounce. This is all the gold spot market numbers there. The lows and the highs in the gold spot market, $1,767.50 for a low, which ain't exactly low, $1,797.20 for a high. But at $1,769.60, your gold is up year to year, $571.40. And man, a lot of us bought gold lower than that. For a 47.70% return on your investment. The London Gold Fix this morning, the boys in London, they kind of caught it in the midstream. They set the price at $1,786 and watched the floor fall out from beneath them. The SPDR gold shares overnight pairing off 0.38 metric tons from their electronic treasure chest claimed this morning ostensibly to be holding 1,296.52 metric tons. On that State Street Global Advisors, Barclays Capital, etc. Yeah, World Gold Council. Check it all out. It's up on the web this morning, valued at $73.9 billion. We'll pick it up right there on the way back. Dow Jones, NASDAQ, S&P, all in the red yesterday.
Hey, how's that Franken food working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a Failed Economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the Socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member's stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast of Become Vocal Local, coming at you live Monday through Friday right here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, OracleBroadcasting.com. Of course, you can log on to bookmark BecomeVocalLocal.com if you want to jump in our chat room this morning, and the call-in number throughout the broadcast is 866-841-1065. Let's go back into our market report. Put this behind us for the morning again. Active trading out of New York City, 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. Now we're going to talk about this a little bit further when we get into the news basket, talk about the commodities or the CME group changing the margin requirements one more time, which, of course, is impacting gold substantially this morning, where we find it off $25.80 at $1,769.60. At 6 o'clock yesterday afternoon, it was trading at $1,800.10, and before I switched off the pewter for last night, it was at $1,808. Woke up this morning, and it's down $30, but that's fine and dandy. No problem. Gold off $25.80 at $1,769.60. Silver off 38 cents at $38.91. A troy ounce. Platinum up $15 at $1,778, and palladium $727 flat as of 9 o'clock a.m. Eastern Daylight Time. All those numbers from an hour ago. The lows and the highs again in the gold spot market. Widespread, $1,767.50 for a low, $1,797.20 for a high. $30 in there. We're going to continue to see these widespreads, wild gyrations. It's a wild thing, baby. You're driving me crazy. Anyway, London Gold Fixed. The boys in London, the London Bullion Market Association, fixed the price at $1,786. It said in the first segment, kind of caught it in the middle of the fall, dropped down a little bit. Where it'll close today is anybody's guess. The Dow Jones Industrial Average yesterday didn't do any good. Off 520, closing out at 10,719. May as well just say 720. NASDAQ off 101 at 2,381. These big drops, folks. You should have seen it all the way through the Asian market, to Europe, coming back around as the world turns. Yeah, lots of red ink. The S&P 500 off 52, closing out at 1,121. Crude oil this morning off $1.13. At $81.76 for those 42-gallon barrels, the light sweet crude delivered as they are at the Cushing Hub in Oklahoma. The U.S. dollar index this morning, yeah, it's that trade-weighted basket of currencies. You can find out all about it at theice.com, theice.com, the USDX, their little trade product there. Up 16 basis points this morning at 74.96. Of course, that slaps the foreign exchange rates upside the head. Any move in the USDX alters these. The Canadian loonie this morning, up 8 basis points, but at parity with the U.S. dollar at a buckaroonie, 101, push them across this counter, 1-for-1. The Mexican peso this morning holding on. Yeah, that's right. They fell off the horse, but they're holding on to the pommel one-handed. They're at 8 cents this morning, up 73 basis points, but just barely so. The multiplier there is 12.446 pesos per dollar. Fill up your pockets with pesos at 8 cents a pop. The euro this morning off 20 basis points at $1.42. The British pound up 15 basis points at $1.62. The real pressure is coming in on the Swiss franc, however, off 334 basis points. Routing it back down to $1.33 from $1.40 yesterday, I believe it was. Let's see, what was the number yesterday? No, it was $1.38 yesterday. So it's down 5 cents this morning, and it's all the bankers' fault. The bond market this morning, the yield on the 2-year treasuries, you've never seen them so low, 0.17% on the 2 years. The 10-year at 2.17, that's your benchmark. Very low, drastic. 30-year, the yield there is 3.54%. In the mortgage market, of course, if you're in the marketplace for a mortgage, of course, we'd always recommend that you buy with cash if you can. But if you got to get on the line, you can't get a better interest rate than this. The 15-year fixed rate mortgage on a national average moves down from 3.69% to 3.43%, but maybe before you sign on the bottom line, you want to talk with Barry the Usurper. He might rent you one of the foreclosed homes in America. The 30-year fixed rate mortgage moves down from 4.55% to 4.19%. Your prime rate is at 3.25% and standing. And your gold to silver ratio this morning, it'll take you 45.47 ounces of silver to bring home 1 ounce of gold. Into the Econo Day calendar we go for Thursday, August the 11th. Yesterday, we had a couple of things that came out after the broadcast started. We'll go into those, the wholesale trade and the EIEIO petroleum status report this morning. The international trade report is out. Jobless claims are out. The consumer comfort index will be out during the broadcast. Natural gas and so on. Tomorrow, retail sales and consumer sentiment and business inventories will probably round out the day on another decline. But let's see what these reports have to say off Econo Day. Wholesale trade. The month-to-month change, 0.6%. The prior month was 1.8%, so things are going down. In inventories, inventory growth in the wholesale sector slowed in June to 0.6% for the lowest rate of the year, which is welcome news given the slowdown in sales. Well, I guess it is welcome news. After all, if people aren't buying it in the retail sector, there's no reason to stack it up in the wholesale, and that's what's happening. Slowing down sales at the wholesale sector also rose at 0.6% in the month, leave the stock-to-sales ratio unchanged. Then it goes on, talks about inventory growth. Let's go on. EIA, petroleum status report. I like the EIEIO, my God. Petroleum status report. Here we are. Easing imports of oil, together with strong refinery demand, pushed down commercial oil inventories. Well, that makes sense. By a steep 5.2 million barrels in the August 5th week to 349.8 million. This is a positive for prices, which are jumping in immediate reaction to the headline with light crude up more than a dollar to over 81 bucks. I wouldn't say that any jumping price in gasoline or diesel is a positive, but they do. The strength in refinery demand for oil is not due to wholesaler demand for gasoline. America They got the jalopy parked in the driveway, and it hasn't moved in months. It's unchanged at a moderate 9.1 million barrels per day for a 3.4 year-on-year contraction. But the weak demand and the strong output of gasoline at 9.5 million barrels per day didn't make for a build in gasoline stocks, which instead fell 1.6 million barrels. In contrast to gasoline, demand for distillates, now this is your kerosene, this is your diesel oil and the other products, your lighter fluid, etc., is suddenly turning sharply higher. Hard to know why. Up 7.1% year-on-year, which helped to draw distillate stocks down 0.7 million barrels. Well, we're kind of getting into the harvest season. Maybe everybody's filling up their John Deere tractors and their international harvesters. Maybe everybody's filling up the Peterbilt trying to get all that cheap Chinese plastic crap out just in time for the back-to-school sales. I don't know. I don't have crystal balls, and I lost the pointer to my Ouija board. International trade, trade balance level. Well, they were looking at a consensus range of off 49.5 billion to off 45.5 billion, and they got off 53.1 billion, so things are not looking very well balanced in international trade. Despite help from the lower oil and commodities prices, U.S. trade deficit worsened further in June to 53.1 billion. Following the unexpected ballooning of the gap the month before to 50.8 billion. Well, not looking too good, folks.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing. Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait.
There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com. The world's most dangerous stickers.
This is the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
And a bit further with this international trade report off the Econor Day calendar. You know, folks, I like to go to these to get the idea of what we're going to find in the other news articles. Basically, all they do is they take these reports here, look around a little bit on the Internet, add a few experts, say, fluff them out, get your editor to sign off on them, write them collaboratively, drink espresso, you know, buy pencils and pens and so on, and that knock down six-figure incomes, and then they can be professional writers for Bloomberg. But anyway, the jump in the trade deficit was led by the non-petroleum gap, like a personal problem, which widened to $36.9 billion from $33.7 billion. As expected, the petroleum goods gap narrowed to $29.6 billion from $33.7 billion in May. The services surplus nudged down to $14.5 billion. So I guess we're getting a few more of our masseuses in the business. Looking at the end use categories for goods, exports fell 3.2%, so I guess the lazy boys are not going to China, while imports declined 1%. People can't buy the crap, so they don't import it. The decrease in exports was led by a $2.0 billion fall in industrial supplies. I have to say that Mr. Clean and Ajax and Comet probably not selling too well in China, with declines also seen in capital goods, all right, excluding autos and food. Foods, feeds, and beverages, there's your Lay's potato chips and Budweiser beer. Modest gains were seen in consumer goods and automotive, marginally above zero. And they had to push the last car off the assembly line so that the industrial engineers could wash the floor. The drop in imports by end use categories was led by $2.2 billion fall in industrial supplies. I guess we get our mop handles from China. Modest slippage, each $0.2 billion or less, was seen in capital goods except for the autos. I guess so we're getting our desks and chairs from China. On a not seasonally adjusted basis, the June figures show surpluses in the billions of dollars with Hong Kong, Australia, Singapore, eating our lunch. All right, deficits were recorded in billions with China. That doesn't make sense. OPEC, European Union, Mexico, Japan, Germany. While the economy appears to be getting a boost from lower oil and commodity prices, a reversal in exports, hopefully temporary, they say parenthetically, is an offset. However, jobless claims fell more than expected, helping to support still volatile equity futures. Anyway, all that in the international trade. Consumer comfort, how comfortable do you feel this morning, American consumers? Get out there and shop. Consumer confidence dropped. Are you surprised? Last week to the lowest level since mid-May as the Bloomberg Consumer Comfort Index was a -49.1. According to Bloomberg, the biggest one-week plunge in stocks since 2008, followed by the downgrade of the country's top credit rating, may even be unnerving those who are fully employed and earning more than $100,000 a year. Yeah, the yuppies are sitting out there going, oh my God, the cheese is off my cracker. The report stated the weekly changes in the overall comfort gauge have moved in the same direction as the Dow Jones Industrial Average about 80% of the time since the measure's inception in 1985, okay? So things are not looking too cheerful there. People are kind of moping around, not too much confidence in this Ponzi scheme. But let's close it out with this one. The jobless claims, good news. That's right. Good news. Wait until next week. They'll revise these numbers. New claims level Their prior was 400,000, which is not much different from what we got today. Prior revised was 402,000, so they had to bump it up last week. The consensus was for 405,000. The range was from 397 to 450,000 new jobless claims. What came in? 395,000. Wonder how much they had to pay for this one. Initial jobless claims for the first time since early April are under 400,000. That's 400,000 faces, people, lining up for unemployment. Not good. 395,000 is no better in the August 6th week, and what is a positive indication of job market improvement? I wouldn't want to be any of those 395,000, and I don't imagine anybody asked whether they thought that the job market had improved. The four-week average of 405,000, down 3,250 in the week, is the lowest since mid-April and is down for the sixth week in a row. That tells me that next week they're going to revise these numbers back up. They needed to do something to save the stock market. And this is what they're trying. A month ago, comparison with early July shows a 13,000 decline in what hints at an improvement for the August employment report. Continuing claims, that's the people that keep coming back to Uncle Sucks Teat week after week. Continuing claims also show improvement, down 60,000 in data for the July 30th week to 3.688 million people on continuing claims. The four-week average is down for a third week in a row at 3.719 million. Of course, they don't talk about all the people that have fallen off the other end of the trough as you run out. Anyway, here's the debt panel, kind of doing the news in the reverse order, the better articles towards the last. The debt panel leader, Murray, A.B. Patty, some people call her Fatty Murray, debt panel leader Murray counts defense industry as a top donor. Yeah, let's find all, follow the money. Roxana Tarrone writing this one for Bloomberg. When Washington Democrat Patty Murray fought to keep her Senate seat last November, two allies emerged, the lobbying community and the defense industry. Yeah, and she's on the debt panel. Right. As a newly appointed co-chairwoman, let's call her a chairman, co-chairman, of the 12-member bipartisan committee charged with finding $1.5 trillion in budget savings, Murray's campaign supporters now are sure to come calling for help. All right? They ought to sequester these people, put them in rooms somewhere. Don't let them out. Consider them to be nothing more than a jury for the next 2 months. If lobbyists are not trying to get to her, then their clients should probably fire them, close quote, said Steve Ellis, Vice President of Taxpayers for Common Sense. A budget watchdog group in Washington, quote, every lobbyist is going to go through their Rolodex to try and figure out all the connections to these 12 members of this super committee. About $900,000 in campaign contributions from lobbyists and political action committees associated with them poured into Murray's 2010 campaign account, according to disclosure reports categorized by the Center for Responsive Politics. Defense company PACs and employees chipped in almost $200,000 more, while hometown employer Boeing Company, not Baying Company, Johnny Boy, Boeing Company, delivered a critically timed endorsement in her re-election bid. Those ties will be particularly important for the defense industry, which has been targeted for about a $500 billion automatic cut if the committee fails to fulfill its charge. Now, this is a lengthy article. I'm not going to go through the rest of it. It's up on Bloomberg. You can figure it out. Find it for yourself and read it, and I would recommend that you do. All right? Let's just go right back here to our discussion on the Shadows of Power, Council on Foreign Relations, the decline, the American Decline by James Perloff. He's a writer for John Birch Society. He's a Russian Jew. When he wrote these words in here in the book, he says, okay, of course, and we're talking yesterday, brought it out a little bit about this modern constitution, this constitutional system, committees on the constitutional system, CCS, and the others that are trying to reform American government, the bicentennial papers of the committees on the constitutional system, just advancing a little bit further in that particular article. Of course, the only way to justify the severe constitutional mutations intended by groups like the CCS would be the existence of a national crisis. All right? You think we're in a national crisis? Keep your eyes on that Constitution. These guys will do anything at this time.
Radio online worldwide at oraclebroadcasting.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises, as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available, and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
So back into this discussion of the shadows of power on the threshold of a new world order, a book written by James Perloff here for the JBS. Anyway, pretty good book if you read it, read it carefully, and check all of the footnotes with great care. But nevertheless, as we started in the previous segment, the only way to justify the severe constitutional mutations intended by groups like the CCS would be the existence of a national crisis. It's not been overlooked. The report of the first New England regional meeting of the CCS said that the co-chairman, Douglas Dillon, CFR, thinks the needed changes can be made only after a period of great crisis. You think we're in one now? I doubt, here's the quote, I doubt that Americans under normal conditions could agree on the package of radical and alien constitutional changes that would be required. They would do so, I think, only during and following a stupendous national crisis and political failure. Sound like current events. In a lengthy cover article in the October 1987 Atlantic, Council on Foreign Relations Chairman Peter G. Peterson forecasts an economic crunch, if not a crash. Now, again, this is 1987 for the near future. We have seen that the international bankers have historically been quite adept at instigating the disasters in order to compel redirection of American policy. As it is rather well known, Western banks in recent years have loaned out hundreds of billions of dollars to third world and communist nations. For many of these countries, repayment appears impossible. The banks keep rescheduling installments, but some analysts anticipate that eventually the debtors will simply renege or repudiate officially and permanently. Talk about the pigs and, Greece. In a united front, this would probably collapse the U.S. banking system and economy unless extreme measures would be introduced. Should this crisis by some coincidence erupt in the midst of a constitutional convention to balance the budget, then our entire way of life might be altered. So be extra vigilant. Stay on top of the news. Follow this sort of stuff. Go up on Bloomberg. Read this debt panel. Leader Murray counts defense industry as a top donor article. And also this one. Debt panel sparks concern over partisan landmine on taxes. Heidi Prisbite and Kristen Jensen writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. Yesterday morning, the lineup of Democrats and Republicans named to a new congressional panel charged with finding $1.5 trillion in budget savings is raising doubts about the prospects for a bipartisan compromise to address the national debt before next year's elections. Or you jump up on Bernie Sanders' website, read his article about the audit the Fed, and scroll down and read that GAO report that they've got down there. He's got the links to the audit. You can read that if you can stand it, weeping eyes. But anyway, it's worth your time and trouble to look at it. Bernie Sanders, Congress, just type it in. Go to his website and check it out. The U.S. House Speaker John Boehner and Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell yesterday announced their appointments to the 12-member committee created on August the 2nd law that raised the nation's debt limit and averted a default. Republican Senators John Kyle, Pat Toomey, Rob Portman will negotiate with Senate Democrats Patty Murray, John Kerry, and Max Baucus. Yeah, Mr. Global Warming, Climate Change himself, who were chosen August the 9th by Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid. Boehner picked House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Dave Camp, Energy and Commerce Committee Chairman Fred Upton, and Republican Conference Head Jeb Ensarling. He's probably in Israel right now enjoying the all-expenses-paid vacation. House Democrat leader Nancy Pelosi has yet to name her panelists. The choice from both parties includes some landmines, increasing the likelihood of deadlock. Some say gridlock, said Robert Bixby, head of the Concord Coalition, an Arlington, Virginia-based group that advocates for a balanced budget. Murray of Washington State will cause certain alarm bells to go off because she is in charge of her party's principal fundraising committee for senators seeking re-election. Oh, my goodness. 525 members, and they get the same vanguard. Nevertheless, Bank of America credit default swaps could lead surge in U.S. lender risk for the second day. Will Robinson and Shannon Harrington writing this one for Bloomberg. The cost to protect against a default by U.S. banks soared for a second day. Yeah. How much money would you put into an insurance fund against default? With credit default swaps on Bank of America Corp reaching the highest level since April of 2009. There's your consumer confidence index right there. Contracts on Bank of America surged 71 basis points to a mid-price of 375 basis points as of 7:51 a.m., according to the broker Phoenix Partners Group. Swaps on Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. rose 40 basis points to 235, and those on Morgan Stanley jumped 33 points to 290. That's your big three criminal gangsters right there, gangster banksters, the internationalists. A gauge of U.S. corporate credit risk climbed to the highest level since June of 2010. We can read all about it. It's a long story. It's a long story, and it's not over yet. Trade deficit of the U.S. Now, here we go. Unexpectedly. Boy, it came right out of left field. Didn't see this one coming. Trade deficit of U.S. unexpectedly widens to $53.1 billion on export slumps. They go into Canada. They get the information off of there. And they come over and dress it all up. And Bob Wills and Shabhana Chandra collaboratively writing this one, sipping coffee and probably Skyping each other back and forth. The U.S. trade deficit unexpectedly increased in June to the highest level since October of 2008. Recovery? I don't think so. As a slump in exports exceeded a decline in shipments from overseas. Well, that's what happens when you shutter all of our factories and outsource and offshore our businesses. The gap widened 4.4% to $53.1 billion. I'll spare you the details. We've already shared them with you. U.S. shipment of capital goods, blah, blah, blah. Sluggish U.S. demand has this year restrained imports. Mike Englund, chief economist at Action Economics LLC in Boulder, Colorado, said, that's the idea. Go out, find an expert. You open up your Rolodex, you look at your address book, and you find somebody. We need an expert. Who will we pick? Well, let's pick Mike. The export trajectory remains respectable. America's deficits with China and the European Union widened in June. At the same time, Japan's shipments of automobiles into the U.S. picked up. After eliminating the influence of prices, which renders the figures used to calculate gross domestic product, the trade deficit rose to $50.9 billion. A preliminary Commerce Department report last month estimated trade contributed 0.6 percentage point to growth in the second quarter, so on and so forth. Let's go on to this one. Oh, yes. First-time jobless claims in the U.S. Again, just kind of reiterating, we know where they get the information. They just dress them up. Bob Wills writing this one. He's getting a lot of bonuses this morning. Claims for unemployment insurance payments in the U.S. unexpectedly fell last week to a four-month low, signaling the recent slowdown in payroll gains is due to a lack of hiring, usually, rather than more firings. Applications for jobless benefits decreased 7,000 in the week. Companies have slowed the pace of firings this year, even as they have been reluctant to boost hiring. Well, when you're down to, you know, the boss and his best man, there's nobody left to fire. Maybe he could fire the wife. Well, that wouldn't do too well on Main Street. Weaker growth, last week's credit rating downgrade, and uncertainty over reducing deficit spending may prompt businesses to further delay hiring plans, posing a threat to the recovery. Yeah, especially if they watch Bloomberg News or go up on MarketWatch or anyplace else. I don't imagine anybody rushing out to hire anybody. Cameron rejects calls to review the police cuts after worst rioting since the 1980s. So again, remember the bullet points we shared yesterday about how you see these communist countries being slammed and how all of this, these news reports are written, so on and so forth. We can find much of those guidelines in this article. Svenja O'Donnell and Robert Hutton writing this one collaboratively for Bloomberg. Prime Minister David Cameron, see, in America it now takes two people to write a news article and then two editors, one editor to check the content and the other to make sure that it is sanitary and safe for public consumption. Prime Minister David Cameron rejected opposition demands that he review cuts to spending on police after Britain's worst rioting since the 1980s. Okay? So he's in trouble. He's in hot water. He's trying to reduce the number of cops on the beat, bobbies, swinging clubs, and the opposition doesn't like that. Of course, it's the opposition Labour Party. Norway. Anyway, opposition Labour Party leader Ed Miliband called on Cameron during an emergency session of Parliament in London today. They were all PO'd anyway. They had to come back from their vacations, right? To think again about reducing police numbers after by 30,000 across the country as the government seeks to narrow its budget deficit. London Mayor Boris Johnson, a conservative like Cameron, has also called for the policy to be reviewed. We need more pigs. Oh, police. Don't want to confuse that with small countries in financial turmoil. More police.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
You are listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Network, the home of cutting-edge talk radio.
Of course, you want to try and figure out how education figures into all of this workforce development stuff. You really do need to visit Vicki Davis's website, www.channelingreality.com. Channelingreality.com. This article reminds me a lot of the work that Vicki Davis has been doing all these years. Here it is, headline right off of Bloomberg. China banning U.S. professors elicits silence from colleges employing them. What's this about? China banning U.S. professors? Academia taking a licking stick? Well, I thought China was our friend. Daniel Goldman and Oliver Staley writing this one for Bloomberg. They call themselves the Xinjiang 13. They've been denied permission to enter China, prohibited from flying on a Chinese airline, and pressured to adopt China-friendly views. China doesn't have any influence in America at all, right? Communist Chinese? No problem. To return to China, two wrote statements disavowing support for the independent movement in Xinjiang province. They aren't exiled Chinese dissidents. No. They are American scholars from universities such as Georgetown, a Jesuit hotbed if there ever was one, and Massachusetts Institute of Technology, who have suffered a backlash from China unprecedented in academia since diplomatic relations resumed in 1979. Their offense was co-writing Xinjiang, China's Muslim Brotherhood, Borderland, a 484-page paperback published in 2004. That's right, they wrote words that were not pleasing to China. I wound up doing the stupidest thing, here's the quote, bringing all of the experts in the field into one room and having the Chinese take us all out, close quote, said Justin Rudelson, a college friend of U.S. Treasury Secretary Timmy Geithner, little Timmy, head of the Pilgrims Society, and former senior lecturer at Dartmouth College, who helped enlist contributors to the book and co-wrote one chapter. Now, for those of you that are interested in the Council on Foreign Relations, if you'll go through this article very carefully, this is a CFR Expo piece, boy. Just about everybody named in this article is at the highest levels in the CFR. The sanctions, which the scholars say were imposed by China's security services, have hampered careers, personal relationships, and American understanding of a large mineral-rich province where China has suppressed separatist stirrings. That's polite. I don't imagine it's gotten to the level yet of the Khmer Rouge, Cambodia genocide, but it's probably close. Riots and attacks in Xinjiang left about 40 people dead. That's probably new math. People who are engaged in perfectly legitimate scholarly pursuits can have their careers stymied, if not destroyed, close quote, said Tim Reiser, foreign policy advisor to Senator Patrick Leahy. Again, check your Council on Foreign Relations membership roster. A Vermont Democrat who chairs the Senate subcommittee that funds the U.S. State Department and who took up the cause of the Xinjiang experts. Lack of sympathy? China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Zi Yangcheng, a spokeswoman for the Chinese Embassy in Washington, didn't respond to written questions about the treatment of the authors. Colleges employing the Xinjiang scholars took no collective action, and most were reluctant to press Chinese authorities about individual cases. Dartmouth almost fired Rudelson because he couldn't go to China, he and Reiser said. As a group, this is a quote, most of us have been very disappointed in the colleges and universities' lack of sympathy and support, said Drew Gladney, an anthropology professor at Pomona College in Claremont, California, who described himself and his American co-authors as the Xinjiang 13. Colleges are, quote, so eager to jump on the China bandwagon, they put financial interests ahead of academic freedom. And freedom of speech, and freedom of expression, and freedom of association, and freedom in general. But that's what academia was hired to do, and created by the Council on Foreign Relations. Almost 40,000 undergraduates from China study at U.S. universities. There's a profit center for you. The most from any foreign country, according to the Institute of International Education. Boy. Talk about a CFR hotbed that is. A New York-based nonprofit group, Chinese students typically pay double or triple the in-state tuition at public universities, and they can afford to do so, too, underwritten, as they most likely are, by grants or from very, very rich Chinese parents who are basically educating their children so that they can come here and staff and man and run the foreign trade zones, he threw in. As an aside, campuses in China, restrictions on academic freedom may become an increasing pitfall as U.S. colleges expand their ties with China, according to administrators involved in joint programs. Duke University and New York University plan campuses in China. The University of Chicago opened a research center in Beijing in 2010. Stanford University expects to follow next year, excluding those initiatives. 18 foreign universities, including 9 from the U.S., have branch campuses in China and Hong Kong, up from 14 in 2009 and 0 in 2002. And you know little Timmy Geithner and friends, they studied in China for a while. The Chinese government, along with philanthropy and tuition, will pay for the New York University campus, slated to open in Shanghai in 2013, the school's president, John Sexton, said. More than 60 colleges since 2004 have accepted tens of millions of dollars from the Office of Chinese Language Council International. Oh, yeah. Interdependent, interconnected, interoperable. You got it. A government-affiliated body known as the Hanban keep those hands in your pocket, son, to establish Confucius Institutes for the study of Chinese language and culture. The Uyghur Muslims, along with Tibet, which has also an independence movement, Xinjiang is one of the China's most sensitive issues. They've only killed 70 million people, maybe more, hundreds of millions of people, since the United States started backing Mao Zedong and backstabbed Chiang Kai-shek. Rudelson said, nicknamed the Pivot of Asia, it borders Tibet and seven countries, five of which are Muslims, including Afghanistan and Pakistan. It's all part of what used to be Persia, Iran. About half of its residents are Uyghurs, I don't know how you pronounce that, are Muslims. The Chinese government has threatened the Uyghurs' way of life by encouraging ethnic Chinese to settle in Xinjiang, Gladney said. This is watering down cultures, tongues, tribes, creeds, and traditions. The Uyghurs have responded with bombings of buses, movie theaters, and attacks such as July 18 assault on a police station in which 18 people were killed, according to a Chinese official media. Official Chinese media. Yeah, that's kind of like Bloomberg, kind of like CNBC. Anyway, a group of Uyghurs in exile said police fired on peaceful protesters. About 20 more deaths occurred on July the 30th from a truck hijacking and a restaurant shootout for which Chinese authorities blamed Uyghur terrorists trained in Pakistan. So again, every one of these articles that we read, it seems, follow this very same outline that was set up by the Council on Foreign Relations so long ago as an overview or a handbook for how you write, manage, and control public notice, public news. Go down a little bit further, blacklisted. Some of America's most prominent China scholars who explore hot-button issues are banned in Beijing. Perry Link, a professor emeritus at Princeton University who teaches at the University of California, Riverside, hasn't been able to enter China since 1995. Link smuggled a dissident astrophysicist into the U.S. Embassy in Beijing during the 1989 Tiananmen Square uprising and helped edit the Tiananmen Papers, a 2002 collection of leaked internal documents. Link's co-editor on the Tiananmen Papers, Columbia University professor Alan Andrew Nathan, said he's also blacklisted. Robert Barnett, who directs Columbia's Modern Tibetan Studies, all of these schools run by Council on Foreign Relations people, Columbia, the rest of them. Anyway, ignored two warnings. This is the brain trust. These are the wise men from the Eastern establishment, capital E, establishment. Ignored two warnings from Chinese officials that he should learn more in China's direction. Well, there's so much more to this article, folks. Just not enough time to get into it. You can find it up on Bloomberg this morning. China banning U.S. professors.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, MicroPlant Powder. Our MicroPlant Powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Micro plant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
Looking for news and real information? You found it. You found it. This is OracleBroadcasting.com.
As globalism transitions from global to local, we become vocal local, blocking the globalist agenda right where we are, in our towns, cities, counties, and states. And now, here is that nemesis of globalism, your host, William Roberts.
And welcome back to our Thursday, August the 11th, 2011, two-hour broadcast to become vocal local, coming at you live Monday through Friday here on the Oracle Broadcasting Network, oraclebroadcasting.com. Back into a couple of more hot-button issues for me. These are some pretty good articles, relevant, newsy news off the Bloomberg website and elsewhere. Fluor, F-L-U-O-R, joins SoftBank, Huntsman, and companies, buy back stocks in market slump. Now, just jump up on MarketWatch if you have a chance, if you're on a browser, and look at the markets this morning. Click on the U.S. link and run right down the list. Dow up substantially. NASDAQ up substantially. S&P up substantially. The global Dow up huge. Gold down. All right? We can talk about gold in a minute. All right? But watch as these stocks go down. Now listen to this article. All right? You're going to understand what's going down here. Fluor, again, joined SoftBank, Huntsman as companies buy back stock in a market slump. All right? So they came in. They set it all up. We saw it happen at 3 o'clock almost exactly, just a few minutes before 3 the other day, when this huge decline took place, all right, the huge one. And, you know, it was amazing. Down and down and down, the stocks go to the very bottom. And then all of a sudden, all three indexes just turn right around and go straight back up. Well, here we go. Kevin Miller and Jeff Green writing this one for Bloomberg. Fluor, SoftBank, and Huntsman are buying back shares to take advantage of a worldwide market slump they say has made their stocks too cheap. So we've been hearing all this time about all these big companies, that all these people that are sitting out on the sidelines, they're just cash rich, all right? They turn around and they beat the hell out of the marketplace, stripping trillions out of Mom Bomb America and other people and all the pension funds, etc. And then they're right back into the market with these huge cash reserves, and they're what? Buying back their shares. Quote, we're in the market starting today buying back shares. Look at that MarketWatch chart. They look at it, it's going straight up. D. Michael Stewart, chief financial officer of the Irving-based Texas Fluor, said on a conference call today, at these price levels, we think the company is tremendously undervalued. So if you got the money, honey, they got the time, and they're in the market, and they're buying their own shares back, okay? They drive out all of the other shareholders, all of those proxies, all of those holding companies, all of those people that were invested deeply in their pension funds with these companies, and then they turn right back around and they buy their own stocks back. Now, you can go back and look at Gustavus Myers and the great history of the great American fortunes, where he recounts the same sort of thing happening over and over again in early history. The MSCIAC World Index has dropped 11% this month as stockholders seek safer investments amid prospects of another recession. Right. I wonder how much they had to pay S&P to get the downgrade. Well, let's take a look at this. An email comes in from one of our listeners, contributes lots of articles to the Become Vocal Local Brain Trust here. Well, what we're seeing, who could have guessed, it starts off, what we're seeing here is a major insider manipulation of our economy. Here's why. One, the Federal Reserve System is responsible for maintaining the value of our dollar and setting exchange rates. Two, the same small group of inside shareholders own most of the stocks in each major bank in the New York Federal Reserve System. Three, As it turns out, these same players are the majority shareholders of S&P, a division of McGraw-Hill Publishers. And, of course, I shared the article just the other day that reported that McGraw-Hill was going to divest itself of its education and things that it's been doing forever to focus on others. All right. And this is one of the others. Divisions that they have. All right. Now, as you can see below, the list of major shareholders from McGraw-Hill, S&P Ratings Company, they own it, is nearly exactly the same as the major shareholders of the major banks in the New York Federal Reserve System. Many, if not most, of these shareholders are not based in the United States. I encourage you to dig further. Go to finance.yahoo.com. Look up a company, then click on major shareholders on the left-hand side. Well, we'll come back and give you a little bit of McGraw-Hill's shareholders after this.
You know the Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from LibertyStickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's LibertyStickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to LibertyStickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. LibertyStickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so we are back once again going into closing out this email that we received from one of our listeners, you know, who owns the Standard & Poor's? You know, it's all this downgrade from AAA to AA plus. AA plus good, right? Anyway, interesting little incestuous group of onshore investors, the article continues, who essentially control or manipulate our dollar and the U.S. economy. McGraw-Hill. Who are the top dogs? State Street Corporation. Can you say Barclays Capital? Can you say State Street Global Advisors? Come on, please. Just the way it's supposed to be. Rothschilds. Vanguard Group. Vanguard Group, huh? Barry the Usurper's involved in that, isn't he? And he invests through Vanguard Group. He wouldn't have anything to gain from a decline in the S&P, would he? No, he wouldn't. Oppenheimer, Funds Incorporated, Price Associates, BlackRock Institutional Trust Company, Dodge & Cox. Dodge, they've been around for ever since Christ was a corporal, as my mother used to say. Fiduciary Management, Inc., Capital World Advisors. How about Citigroup? State Street Corporation, at the top of the list. Vanguard Group, at the top of the list. BlackRock, Morgan Chase, Capital World Investors, Paulson & Company. The old hanky-panky? No. Yeah. Bank of New York Mellon? Wells Fargo Bank. Who are the top shareholders? Berkshire Hathaway. Well, it's Warren Buffett. State Street Corporation. See, State Street is at the top of all of these lists. Bank of America? Top shareholder? State Street Corporation. This is Rothschild. J.P. Morgan Chase? Top shareholder? State Street Corporation. Goldman Sachs? Top shareholder? State Street Corporation. Again, just go up and check it out for yourself. Finance.yahoo.com. Look up a company, then click on major shareholders on the left-hand side. Back to the article. Again, companies buying back their stock in the stock market slump. Isn't that handy? You know, Benjamin Shlomo Bernanke is highly schooled in the Depression, and I guess he's bringing the benefit of all of his education out, rolling out another depression on us. Quote, the buyback sends a positive symbol to the market. Symbol. Symbolism. Symbolism over substance. Rhetoric over reason. Gee, they must believe, said Robert S. Kaplan, a professor of management practices at Harvard Business School and the former Goldman Sachs Group, Inc. vice chairman. Quote, but companies don't just buy back stock for symbolic reasons. Many companies are well capitalized, and they have the dry powder to do this, close quote. Yes, they have the dry powder to do this to you. Executives worldwide are adding or accelerating buybacks, which may help to shore up, that's called sustainable development, when you're propping up or shoring up something that would otherwise fall on its own. They're shoring up prices, okay? This is how you create consumer confidence. You buy back your shares, your share prices go up, but the poor, unknowing, unwitting people, the day traders, they don't realize. They don't have the benefit of Become Vocal Local because they call me during the broadcast rather than listening to the show. Anyway, executives worldwide are adding or accelerating their buybacks ridiculously low. Huntsman, Chief Executive Officer Peter Huntsman, in an interview, said he spent $1.1 million of his own money to buy 100,000 shares of his company yesterday because the stock price is, quote-unquote, ridiculously low. Taiwan's Financial Supervisory Committee today urged companies to repurchase shares to prevent stock prices from falling irrationally. You don't think this is a managed market? You don't think market manipulation? Buddy, you got a better chance out there working against Sheldon Adelson's odd at the Macaw or at the Sands in Vegas. Anyway, quote, we've saved our eggs for a rainy day, and it does put us in a position where we can be opportunistic. We can buy back stock now. That's right. Here's another little bit of opportunism. Swiss franc falls. You know, we've been talking about the Swiss franc, been following it for a year. Meteoric rise. Actually, it's been a very, very, very steady, stable rise. It's damaging the Swiss economy. But the Swiss franc is considered by many as a safe haven, just like gold, just like silver. All right? And for some treasuries. Swiss franc falls as the SNB, the Swiss National Bank, sees possible euro peg. A peg? Pegging? I thought we were all over the Chinese trying to get them to unpeg the yuan. You know, the Mexican peso is pegged to the side of the U.S. dollar with 16 penny nails. Klaus Wiley, and Paul Verschuer writing this one for Bloomberg. The franc, Swiss franc, weakened after Swiss Central Bank Vice President Thomas Jordan said a temporary franc peg is within the range of options that policymakers could use to stem the currency's record-breaking rally. So if you're investing in something, be careful. Because the master blasters are in there changing the rules of the game as we go through. Any temporary measure to influence the exchange rates are permissible under our mandate as long as these are consistent with long-term price stability. So any excuse will do if you're looking for an excuse. All right? Gold. Gold declines from an all-time high as the CME, that's the CME group, talked about Chicago Mercantile Exchange, increases contract margins by 22%. what is this, number seven? You know, the last time it dropped, gold dropped, you know, silver dropped. It was because the CME group changed the margin requirements. Well, they're at it again. Tony Drybus, Glenn Sims, writing this one, new news. Gold declined from a record after the CME Group, Inc. boosted margins on futures contracts, prompting some investors to sell the metal after a three-day rally. The CME's world's largest future market raised margins on gold contracts by 22%, according to a statement on its website. The initial margin requirement, or the minimum amount of cash speculators must keep on deposit, will rise to $7,425 per contract from $6,075, the CME said. The margin for hedging will gain 22%, rising to $5,500 from $4,500, the CME said. Considering the large price swings in gold this week, it is not altogether surprising that CME has reacted, said Edil Tully, an analyst at the UBS AG in London. Of course, they had to encourage the CME to react, probably on instruction from London. While, quote, while some corrective price action is very likely for gold, particularly from the fresh longs put on this week, any pullback will be welcomed by investors who have been waiting for a better opportunity. All right? So they'll drive it back down again. Other people will come in. They'll buy more. Then it'll go back up again. They'll drive it down again. Other people will come in. All right? This is managed markets. This is not a free market. Gold futures for December delivery declined $7.70, blah, blah, blah. Bullion for immediate delivery dropped. Gold rose, blah. And economist Dennis Gartman, you got to love this guy. This guy is out to lunch. Anyway, economist, if that's being generous, Dennis Gartman, he's one of the guys they roll out from time to time whenever they need a naysayer, who correctly forecast a slump in commodities in 2008. God in heaven, we've been talking about that since 2000, said today he's, quote-unquote, surprised that gold hasn't declined more. Yeah, he's surprised, all right. Probably disappointed, too. After the CME raised the margins, this is long overdue, and the CME is correct in having done so, Gartman said. He's the guy that also said that he sold all of his position in gold, right? Gartman said in his daily newsletter, anybody that subscribes to that has got to have rocks in their head, quote, we are rather surprised that gold has not sold off markedly on that news, and we are left to conclude either that gold bull trend is truly stronger than we might wish to believe, or that the news has not yet hit the markets and will have its effect later this morning when the U.S. traders reach their desk. Well, you can jump up on MarketWatch or Kitco.com, click on the gold link, and you'll see a market drop today.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic Enerfood, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the metals of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm.
Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras. Guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Amazon.com has become a leader in online retail and is a place where people can find and discover virtually anything they want to buy. Amazon offers thousands of products including
books, movies, and music,
full range of electronics,
computer and office,
sports and outdoors,
dry storable and organic foods,
health and wellness,
survival and tactical gear,
home and garden, and much more.
Amazon not only offers over 10,000 online products, but also operates retail websites and offers programs that enable you to sell your products online.
By making your purchases through Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com, a portion of each purchase goes to the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
Find great prices on hard-to-find items and help support Oracle Broadcasting at the same time. That website again is Amazon.OracleBroadcasting.com.
Live Free or Die Radio with Lee Rogers, the most dangerous talk show in America.
Weekdays at 9 p.m. Central on Oracle Broadcasting.
Yeah, returning to our study of positivism, I don't know what number this is in the series, but it is that number in this series. This book, The New World of Henry St. Simon, been going through it really carefully with you. A little bit here, a little bit there, line upon line, precept upon precept, laying out this positivist worldview of Henry St. Simon. Many people consider him to be the the father of French socialism. Certainly, he is at the top of the heap when you're looking at positivism. Positivism, what is it? What do we need to know about it? How is it impacting our lives today? Frank Emanuel wrote this book, Notre Dame Press, and it was published originally, I think, half of the first paperback edition, 1963. All right? And it was originally, let's see, first published by Harvard University Press with assistance from Brandeis University, copyright 1956, by the president and fellows of Harvard College. So we're not talking about just kind of a lamestream type of a book here. This is about as high up in the pile of stuff in academia you get. The differentiation, again, between the visible symptom and the deep-rooted nature of a disease. We talked about that yesterday, symptoms versus diseases. If we can correctly diagnose the disease and focus on the eradication of the disease and not allow ourselves to be sidetracked with an endless discussion of symptoms and victims and victims and symptoms, raising the symptoms up to a level of a social science, symptomology, I coined the term, or victimology, similarly. If we can avoid that problem and focus on the disease, maybe we'll be in a better position to eradicate this disease. And part of this disease is the bitter rivalry between the spiritual and the temporal powers. All right? And there's good reason for that. Spent all day yesterday and last evening reading out of the 9th edition of the Encyclopedia Britannica. What a wonderful edition. Some consider it to be one of the most scholarly works ever produced by Britannica. Huge articles. One on Palestine. Really getting down and dirty with the history of Palestine. This illegitimate box of rocks called Israel today. Yeah, right. Yuck. Anyway, then went on into the study of Persia. Huge article, lengthy article, delightful maps also on both. But what a history Persia has. You know, all the Stan countries, they all used to be under the same mantle, Medes and Persians, etc. Iran, E-R-A-N, Iran, said today. Nevertheless, in this we can see the grain and understand the spiritual and temporal powers. They've been with us for a long time, thousands of years. And there's been a rivalry here for a long time. And continuing, it comes down, it says, it is natural that each of them should pretend to the totality of domination. Pretend to the totality of domination. So you're either ruled by the priests, kings, you know, you're either ruled by the priests or by the kings. That's it, you know. And that struggle has continued. What appeared to be simply a struggle for mastery between these two forces within the system in reality had far graver implications. Just reviewing little bit from yesterday. If we read aright, this competition was a sign of deep-rooted imperfection in the medieval system, which spelled its final destruction. Again, so we're coming forward in time. Though the modern system also had two elements, science and industry, it would escape the debilitating inner struggle because they were capacities, each of which had a natural role and a unique function, and because neither had pretensions to universality, and that's going to become more important, universality, uniformitarianism, the Unitarians, United, you know, the World Council of Churches, etc., the United Nations, oh yeah, it's all coming on us and at us today. The distinction between powers and capacities later played an important role in St. Simon's delineation of the character of the elite in the new industrial society. So now they say, well, you're in the post-industrial society. Well, it seems to me we're still being driven by the captains of finance and industry. I wouldn't put a period at the end of the industrial society quite yet. The spiritual class of the modern order, the scientific capacity, went after the theological power with its cudgels, at the same time that the commons attacked the medieval temporal power in their sector. We studied all of that in the rise of mercantilism, etc., and the rise of the Industrial Revolution. Each capacity fought body to body with its opposite number, using essentially the same strategy, while the commons managed to split the feudal power, making an alliance with one fraction of it. The scientists drew arguments for the overthrow of the theological system from one group of theologians themselves. And so we went into this new scientific socialism. It was in the 16th century. I'd love to go to this one. It was in the 16th century. He's so right pointing this out. That Luther, that would be Martin Luther, not Martin Lucifer King. He's got his name on the road signs. This guy has got his name in history. It was in the 16th century that Luther and his co-reformers thrust into the open the latent conflict between the old system and the new. Now, prior to this, while I was studying Bible, and I used to be quite the Bible student, I came to this understanding in history that on October the 31st, and you've heard me say it before, I'll say it again now, on October 31st, of 1517, the great theologian and jurisprude Martin Luther nailed his 95 theses to the door of the Wittenberg Church, essentially crucifying Christ afresh, and drove a wooden hub right into the heart of Christendom. We stepped over the threshold from the old world order into the new world order. Of course, Frank Emanuel states it this way, again, it was in the 16th century that Luther and his co-reformers thrust into the open the latent conflict between the old system and the new. And it was David Rockefeller. This is after 500 years, we are finally at the stage where we can have our new world order. They broke the absolute hegemony of the medieval spiritual power, and free examination began to extend its sway over ever wider intellectual areas. This is the rise of the humanists that are so feared by the Council of National Policy. Right? The humanists scares them crapless, you know. They broke this absolute hegemony. You go back and look at Johann Reuchlin and Philip Melanchthon, and Desiderius Erasmus, John Calvin, Zwingli, and the others, the beginning of the Thomas More, Sir Thomas More, humanism coming on as that. This is the Enlightenment period coming on. You know, Adam Weishaupt too soon to come on the scene later. The same basic spiritual revolution occurred simultaneously everywhere on the continent. Think about it from the standpoint of the established church. That's the Catholic, Roman Catholic Church. The Catholic, the universal church. Not to be confused with August Comte's universal church. A little bit different, but again, in the end, they'll be much the same. But this Catholic church was the established church. There was only one. Well, there was really fragments, but the Catholic church was in the busy in the business of exterminating all of the heretics, Albigensians, Waldensians, etc. So there was one church, and anyone that descended from that, you know, they were anti-establishment. They were anti-establishment. They were disestablishmentarians. All right, many people today are disestablishmentarians. They champion a disestablishment. And then, of course, the Jesuit order came along, and they're the anti-disestablishmentarianisms. You know, this is a word I excelled in when I was in grade school and won a spelling bee. Used it correctly in a sentence, too. But anyway, they broke the absolute hegemony of the medieval spiritual power, and free examination began to extend its sway over ever wider intellectual areas. The same basic spiritual revolution occurred simultaneously everywhere on the continent. And because of the way that they were interconnected and interdependent, it was happening in England as well. Though there were local variants in the class alignments in different countries. For example, during the retreat, their retreat in France, the clergy, the old theological power, bound themselves firmly to the royal power, thus prolonging their influence beyond its natural term. We'll pick it up right there, right after this. Divine Right of Kings.
Radio. You found it. This is Oracle Broadcasting.com.
The Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network is on a mission to bring you the best in cutting-edge talk radio. Oracle Broadcasting is a true beacon of free speech, uncensored news, and relevant information that depends on the support of listeners just like you. You can help us expand our reach and inform the masses. Promote the network by clicking the socialize link on the left-hand side of the OracleBroadcasting.com website. Using the simple tools provided, it is easy to spread the word about Oracle Broadcasting on social networking websites, blogs, news feeds, and many other ways with just one click. You can also help by becoming an Oracle Broadcasting member today. For just $5 a month, you get access to the member stream that allows you to listen to all of the great shows from Oracle Broadcasting in 128K stereo CD audio quality. To find out more, go to OracleBroadcasting.com. And thank you for listening to the Oracle Broadcasting Radio Network.
Introducing the world's first and only Swiss Gold Savings Plan, specifically designed to be simple and affordable for families worldwide. This is the best way to trade rapidly depreciating paper money for gold. Our product is 999.9% fine Kinnebar-grade gold ingots, refined in weights as small as 0.5 gram, and embedded into a protective card. Finally, everybody can afford to protect themselves with gold. And, best of all, you now have a zero-cost, zero-obligation, once-in-a-lifetime golden opportunity to earn true wealth by sharing this plan with others. Until now, available only to the Europeans, the program has just opened in the U.S. and Canada and is experiencing explosive growth. When you have everything to gain and nothing to lose, you owe it to yourself to at least check it out. For full details, please go to www.SwissGoldByTheGram.com or click on our banner ad on the OracleBroadcasting.com website. They say timing is everything, and your timing is perfect.
At HempUSA.org, we offer chemical-free products to people around the world, detoxifying, self-healing, while rebuilding the immune system. We urge our listeners to please consider our largest-selling product, Microplant Powder. Our microplant powder is rich in silica and probiotics to help rebuild the immune system and to create a healthy stomach flora. Microplant powder is excellent for daily intake and is perfect to add to your storage shelter. We urge our listeners to please visit us at hempusa.org. And remember, all of our products are chemical-free and healthy to eat. We constantly strive to give you the best service, highest quality, and rapid shipping anywhere. And we offer free shipping on orders over $95 in the U.S. Please visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at hempusa.org.
This is Become Vocal Local with your host, William Roberts.
And so continuing our study of Henry St. Simon and his writings and our widening and deepening our understanding of what is positivism and why it's important for us today, this was not to be sure an unmitigated good for the royal power because it thus became tied to discredited superannuated doctrines. Discredited superannuated doctrines, and the French monarchy paid dearly for the alliance in 1789. The open warfare of the commons against the feudal temporal power was a development more or less contemporaneous with the spiritual war between science and theology. Can we revisit 1789? With all those dual citizen Israelis in our government, and in all of the agencies, and in all of the banking institutions, and at the heads of so many corporations, will we revisit this open warfare of the commons against the feudal temporal power? Are we dealing with discredited superannuated doctrines? Will the new monarchy pay dearly for their alliance? Possibly. Possibly. In the philosophy of history, a century or two of priority does not make much difference. Sometimes we shorten up our scope so tightly that we don't see the bigger picture. We don't check our history. We don't check our sources very often. And as a result, we continue to make these really puerile and sophomoric mistakes time and time and time again. Not here. After the religious wars of the 16th and the early 17th centuries, the commons, too, launched their overt attack. As in the spiritual sphere, see some of that commons launching their overt attack over in London this morning, and in Libya and elsewhere. As in the spiritual sphere, the tactics of the commons varied in different countries, though the basic pattern of action was similar throughout Europe. How does that work? They didn't have the internet. Things didn't go viral on YouTube there. No. But they did have horses, and they did have carriages. A man can outrun a horse in a day, by the way, in case you didn't remember that. In both England and France, the commons split the feudal military power into two parts and united themselves with one against the other. You see, we talk about embedding within the established two-party political system, not with an intent to make the party system better, but with the intent of bringing them together into one for the purposes of abolishing them. No more parties. Bye-bye. This ain't a party. I'm not having fun. Well, in England, it was commons and nobles against the feudal king. In France, it was commons and king against the feudal nobles. In England, when the battle was over, the royal power found its prerogatives limited, although the feudal system was in part preserved. In France, Richelieu and Louis XIV humbled the nobility and advanced the political fortunes of artists, scholars, and even artisans like Ike Colbert. All right, Colbert. So what are we talking about here? What we're talking about here is the rise of the liberals. Liberals, all right? The free was all the way back before Machiavelli, back into the time of the Venetians, etc. We've covered that before. Mirandola, etc. In both nations, the temporal power of the commons was enhanced at the expense of feudalism. Okay, no, they don't like that. You start jiggling their systems around. They're trying to build us into a global feudalism now. You can certainly verify that for yourself by reading the Agenda 21, the book. Rather than listening to experts say, my suggestion is get the black and white in your eyes, like Hal Anthony says. Read it and weep. Read it and learn. Read it and apply it. Take the orange book, big orange book, take it with you to your county commission meeting or the planning commission meeting and raise a little bit of heaven. St. Simon called for a reinterpretation of the history of Europe since the Reformation, a shift of emphasis from the internecine wars among the chiefs of the ancient systems, popes against kings, kings against nobles, and royal dynasts against one another, to the growing power of the commons. You can see the relationship here where Marx was going to come on the scene. Karl Mordecai and the English positivist Frederick Engels, hired by the positivists in England to pen the Communist Manifesto, you see. Again, who were steadily accumulating victories, even though at the time they were generally regarded as mere instruments. We talked about instruments yesterday. You start with a tool, and then you raise it to the level of an instrument. Once it's been converted into an instrument, it then is converted into an institution. And from the time that you institutionalize your tools for freedom or tyranny, then the decay begins. The timeline for decay begins. Continuing, even as mere instruments in the conflict of rival feudatories, the commons, in St. Simon's history, emerge as a canny lot, for they always managed to select as allies those elements in the feudal system who would grant them the most freedom of action. See, freedom is one of those things. It is popular. And if we know how to ally ourselves with those inside those elements inside this new the neo-feudalist world that we live in, with those who would grant us the most freedom of action, then we might be able to advance this concept of bringing these two parties to an end, the spirit of division. Far from being mere agents themselves, it was they who used other classes. They were the protagonists who made others their dupes. Again, it was the commons, all right? Really seductive, isn't it? Workers of the world unite. Throw that fist up, boy, and stick the afro comb in your big hair. Remember? Yeah, you make the others their dupes. The Anti-Defamation League of B'nai B'rith, Southern Poverty Law Center, Morris Sleaze. In the 16th and the 17th centuries, the attacks on the medieval spiritual power had been piecemeal, divided, not a clash, a chalk between two systems. By the 18th century, the war was full scale. And as we say, there's an all-out war raging now between legal positivism and the natural law. And the rise of status and status arrogated unto itself. All of the natural law has been going on for 500 years. Return is codified, statutory, regulated, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Last evening, for the first time, I regret to admit, I went in and began reading the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946. You can find it at cornelllaw.edu. Recommend that you do take a peek at that. Codified, statutory, regulations, privileges, licensable, taxable, and revocable. Where's your freedom in that? Again, dropping down a little bit further here, with little regard for desirable gradualism of mankind's development. Gradualism, this is Fabian socialism. But despite the reprehensible technique, he had to confess that the all-out attack, the all-out war raging, was effective. Saint Simon's ideas were often best expressed as analogies. The 18th century philosophers were described laying siege to the old theological edifice as in a contemporary battle scene, and they laid siege again during Vatican II. Quote, I picture that old system as a vast building crowned with a lofty structure, like a bell tower dominating a church. The physical scientists had begun by demolishing the bell tower, but in 1750, the entire lower part of the old system was still intact. It is that lower part which was filled with the masses. It is that lower part that the clergy descended and there continued to exercise its dominion over the common people. It was to demolish that part that the physical scientists labored under the guidance of Diderot, the encyclopedist, and D'Alembert. Right? It was to demolish that part that the physical scientists labored under the guidance of Diderot and D'Alembert. And so much we can find from Gary Kaw and his The New World Religion book, you can see that they're in there still. Only these are the workers of the dark side. It's the dark force, I suppose. As for temporal force of the ancient system, in the 18th century, it not only lost its political power, but it was stripped of public esteem, primarily because of the libertinism of its standard bearers. So people looked at Thomas Jefferson and said, what do you mean? Coming up against the feudal system, the Thomas Paine said, what are you doing? The Age of Reason. What is this all about? Benny Franklin and the others, all those colonists over here, pesky people, pesky little ones, wee ones, struggling, trying to get a piece of land for themselves. Land grabbers, right? Sure. You got an opportunity to take as much land as it was in this country, and the opportunity was wide open. I think you probably would have extended your hand, too. Throughout the pages of L'Industrie and L'Organisateur, the rival systems and the rival powers were dramatized with anthropomorphic images. Anthropomorphic images. The old ones were dying after a long period of decadence. They were no longer capable of carrying their social responsibilities by themselves. They were impotent and decrepit. Yeah, the bunch of pudding eaters in Washington, D.C. and New York City. The new system was young, virile, strong. Arab Spring. Twittering, I guess. Twitter your way to a revolution. BlackBerry's being used in London. Pick it up right there and close it out for today's broadcast right after these words from our sponsor. Stay tuned.
Constitution like the back of your hand. You've read books, listened to podcasts, attended lectures, surfed websites, and watched videos. You've made liberty your life's goal, but something seems to be missing.
Stickers from libertystickers.com. Exercise your freedom of speech with the world's most dangerous bumper stickers. That's libertystickers.com. But wait. There's more. You can buy Liberty stickers wholesale. Get them for 99 cents each when you put 100 or more in your shopping cart in any combination. Sell them or give them away. They're great for gun shows, flea markets, fairs, outreach, and more. Earn extra money, promote freedom, and spread the word. Need custom stickers, labels, or decals for your organization or business? Liberty Stickers makes them. Go to libertystickers.com to order or call 877-873-9626. Libertystickers.com, the world's most dangerous stickers.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
TeamSpeak.cc is proud to announce that TeamSpeak 3 is now available. TeamSpeak is now more flexible, powerful, and scalable. TeamSpeak software enables people to speak with one another and transfer files over the internet. TeamSpeak represents years of engineering experience and is available for Windows, Mac, and Linux. TeamSpeak.cc has the best integrated solutions for online gamers, virtual worlds, social networks, education, and any environment where up to thousands of users require crystal clear voice communications. Users can finally say goodbye to echo, feedback, and background buzzing noises as the evolution in quality voice communication has arrived. Go to TeamSpeak.cc to find out more. Servers now available and starting at just $2 a month. Remember, that website is TeamSpeak.cc, your total voiceover IP solutions provider. TeamSpeak.cc.
Radio X. With your host, Jimmy X.
Sundays at noon on the Oracle Broadcasting Network.
I've often been asked by listeners and friends, you know, how is it you do read all this stuff? How can you read an entire set of encyclopedias? How do you work your way through all these old, boring, dry books? Well, I know that there's nuggets in them. And these 20 or so pages in the middle of this book, I'm on page 226 out of, what is it, 600 pages? Something like that? No, it's 423-page book. These pages are worth the price of admission right here. This is really laying it out for us so that we can understand better what we are faced with here and what was happening then at the last revolution, all right? Again, while the old orders might enjoy the trappings of power, the new industrial scientific capacities were the authentic powers, the force civile. The force civile, the civil power, the civil force, government. It's like a servant, you know. George Washington quote there. The triadic periodization of European history, which Saint Simon developed in the Restoration writings, made it possible for him to refurbish his earlier versions of the theory of perfectibility. Again, the perfectibility of man, the little g-god men, this techno-totalitarian era, technocracy, etc. The perfectibility of man. This idea of moving further and further into the positive stage of human development, where we just throw off all of the trappings of our youth, and we become that positive man of the future. The alternativity sounds like George Soros speaking, doesn't it? Alternativity of organic and critical epics was not another form of the ancient circular theory, right? We go around in circles. Will the circle be unbroken? Its alternativity of organic and critical epics was not another form of the ancient circular theory. Each new organic epic was not repetitive of, but superior to, its predecessor in well-defined excellences. And so some people say, are we evolving or devolving? Well, alternativity, Dorothy, not circular. Each new organic epic was not repetitive, but superior to its predecessor. That could be questioned. In well-defined excellences, however, perhaps we just today don't understand the excellences that are emerging. The opinions, literatures, philosophiques, et industrielles spelled out in detail four specific virtues in which the successive organic epics were perfections of each other. In this late work, his definitive mature doctrine of perfectibility was contained. So it took him a long time, like it does all of us, you know. We go through all of these gyrations, we do all of these studies, we go up on the browsers and browse through everything, we dig through the archives, we crawl through dumpsters and rescue discarded books, you know, things that have been banned by the Pope and other things. We bring them all together and we read them, and then we begin to formulate ideas, and over time, our ideas begin to crystallize, and we begin to see things in a much different picture. And that's what's happening here for Saint Simon. He abandoned bizarre conjectures. How many of those bizarre conjectures do you hear bandied about in the alternative media? Lots of bizarre conjectures, you know, don't buy. Right. And dealt exclusively with changes which had been effected in historic times by altering man's immediate social environment. Again, we don't have time to go into it, but I really do want to do this. Perhaps we'll get it tomorrow. The subject matter of the social sciences, and look and ask ourselves the question, are social facts simply physical or are they biological? By altering man's immediate social environment. Now you can find a lot of that in Agenda 21. New urbanism, sustainable development, stack 'em and pack 'em housing, etc. Systems, it's always systems, were more progressive as they approached nearer his concrete ideals of social organization, the planned society. Lyndon Baines Johnson, the Great Society. He set up the value system and then demonstrated perfectibility by his own yardsticks. The first criterion required of the social organization was that it make the majority of men in society as happy as possible. How did those words, the pursuit of happiness, find their way into the Declaration of Independence? What relation might there have existed between Claude Henri Duverroy, Saint-Simon, Bonhomme, and Thomas Paine, and the good doctor, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson in France for how long? Thomas Jefferson, Benjamin Franklin, Thomas Paine. Perfectibility? Perfectibility? To make the majority of men in society as happy as possible? The philosophical radicalism of Jeremy Bentham? The greatest good of the greatest number? You see how all this works together? By procuring for them the greater means and facilities for the satisfaction of their elementary needs, you see. See, Simon was intelligent enough to determine or to discern that it's not a man's wants that we must address, it's his needs. You can take out a piece of paper, do the exercise, take an 8.5 by 11, draw a line from the top to the bottom on the left-hand side, head up that column, everything I ever needed. And on the right-hand side, head up that column, everything I ever wanted. Few would be able to go past the first page on the list of everything they ever needed. But the other side, everything you ever wanted could go on after tablet after tablet after tablet, just continue to fill the pages. Baby, I want it, and I want it all. Man's needs are few, but his wants are endless. So continuing by procuring for them the greatest means and facilities for the satisfaction of their elementary needs. Now, elementary needs becomes a little bit troublesome, especially if we factor in this modern austerity thing. Well, what do you really need? A drink of water, a crust of bread, a roof over your head, or at least a shelter, a tent city perhaps, living in a culvert? I guess your needs are met. Get out of the way, peon. Given the scientific and technological potentialities of the epoch, this was hardly a novel definition. It had antecedents among the philosophers and was akin to Bentham's utilitarian principle of the greatest good of the greatest number. I want to talk about connecting the dots, baby. Catching them here, which St. Simon often quoted. All right? Bentham's utilitarian principle of the greatest good for the greatest number. And now we're into the positivists of England. James Mill, John Austin, goes all the way back to Francis Hutcheson, the Scottishman, philosopher and teacher, educator. So we've got Bentham's utilitarian principle of the greatest good of the greatest number, which St. Simon often quoted, emphasis upon the satisfaction of primary necessities of life for ordinary people was in the philanthropic spirit. Of course, it was Auguste Comte that came up with this idea of altruism, living for others, humanitarianism, volunteerism, all of these things we live in today. Earlier in the century, he would not have erected this as his first principle. Remember, his first principle was the Newtonian, gravity. Implicit is the precept that a society should utilize all its facilities to their maximum capacity. A society which left resources unexploited, such as the fallow lands of the nobility, was less progressive than one which turned them to productive use. From each, according to their ability, to each, according to their needs. As George Soros and company descend, and the article I shared with you yesterday, descend upon Missouri and Kansas and elsewhere, buying up all that land, buying up all that farmland in those floodplains. That's right. A society which left resources unexploited. We always talk about exploiting resources. Agenda 21 is full of it. Such as the fallow lands of the nobility, or the national lands, was less progressive than one which turned them to productive use. The concentration of on elementary material progress for the poorest and the most numerous class was the basis of most later attempts to categorize St. Simon as a socialist. This philanthropic aspect of his system did not loom significant until the last years of his life, but at that point it became the pivot around which his whole set of social values revolved. Later in this work, we're going to find out that the Rothschilds intersect with St. Simonians, and much of this philosophy has been translated into the banking industries of today. After all, we don't want to have all those foreclosed houses just laying all over America. Let's turn around and rent them out. Who's going to collect the rent? Who's going to do the maintenance? Who's picking up the tab for the property taxes? Is that why they're renting them out? So that the counties don't lose their property tax? Will the international property maintenance codes apply? Will these hapless renters be responsible to be the custodians of these foreclosed properties? I think those are all valid questions. I'll be back again tomorrow. Hope you will be too. And until the next time, good day.
Taking it back, one precinct, one county, one state at a time. You've been listening to Become Vocal Local.
With natural and man-made disasters and economic turmoil, if we don't get well prepared, we will most certainly regret it. Much of the storable food available is full of bad fats, salt, sugar, nutrient-poor refined food, and even MSG. In response, EnerHealth Botanicals have created our 40-day, 40-night, 100% organic preparedness pail. It's GMO-free, 10 to 20-year shelf life. The pail contains enough whole food and nutrition for one person to survive well for 40 days and nights, with recipes too. Some of the items need cooking, some can be eaten dry, while some can be soaked and sprouted. The pail includes organic rolled oats, millet, brown rice, green lentils, garbanzo beans, black beans, pinto beans, quinoa, pancake mix, non-fat powdered milk, sprout blend, sprouted sunflower seeds, organic inner food, chia seeds, miso powder, and a Cajun spice blend to give some flavor to your meals. This is 100% organic. This is the way to get prepared. Call today, 866-762-9238, or go to enerfood.com.
Hey, how's that Frankenfood working out for you? You like it? Why don't you quit eating it and start growing your own high-quality, low-cost food? Gardening in a failed economy will teach you the methods that you need to grow food just about anywhere, even on concrete. Gardening in a failed economy will teach you to grow high-quality, low-cost food in just about any location, just about anywhere in the world. Download a copy of Gardening in a Failed Economy from distributedliving.net.
Across the sands of time, from the lands of Abraham to the lands of Julius Caesar, the meadows of the earth were forged into the coin of the realm. Now you can own a piece of history with affordable ancient coins from the Greek, Biblical, Roman, and Byzantine eras, guaranteed authentic by Janus Numismatics. Transport yourself to the distant past at TrustedCoins.com. That's TrustedCoins.com.
Does Ordinary Talk Radio give you the flaws?
Blah, blah, blah.
This ain't your daddy's talk radio. OracleBroadcasting.com.